Nolte, Mamdani reverses policy requiring government ID to buy his food. By John Nolte on August 5, 2026. Communist New York Mayor Zoran Mamdani abruptly reversed his policy of requiring government ID to purchase food in his government-run supermarkets. Even funnier is that, although we have it all on video, he's now pretending that was never his policy? Remember, communists will tell any lie necessary to further the agenda. Communists have no ethics other than doing whatever is necessary to bring about the revolution. So, Mamdani is perfectly comfortable lying, knowing he will have the help of corrupt, far-left media outlets like the Associated Press, who publish lying fact-checks, like this one, that brazenly and happily lie on his behalf. Here is what Jeannie Pack, the interim president and CEO of NYC Economic Development Corporation, told the world during a Monday press conference with the mayor standing a few feet away. "Yes, if you look at our RFP, request for proposals, for the operator, we are looking to make sure that we target New Yorkers, whether it be through a sort of a library card-esque system, and also, we manage who's buying and that it's focused on everyday New Yorkers. So, we are mindful of that, and we're going to make sure that we have all the things in place to ensure that that does not happen." Here's the video. As you can see, Pack said this with the mayor well within earshot, and yet he did not step in to contradict her. So, what is a library card? Well, libraries are operated by government, which means a library card is a government-issued ID that confirms to the library that you are one, a local resident, and two, that you are who you say you are before you gain access to all the stuff in the library. What Pack said was not unclear or open to interpretation. Further, it makes perfect sense. The mayor's goal is to not have his stupid grocery stores looted by people who live outside of the city. The only way to do that is with a government-issue ID that proves you are a resident. But once the hypocrisy of demanding government ID for something as important as food but not to vote was picked up and rightly ridiculed. Once all the retarded arguments Mamdani and his ilk used to oppose voter ID, racist, married women denied the vote, were used against requiring an ID to shop at his retarded grocery stores, the ridiculousness of those arguments became starker and starker. Related, Mamdani's NYC. Trump reacts to New York City government-run grocery stores requiring ID. This left Mamdani with no choice but to reverse his policy, which, as I will point out below, dooms his retarded supermarket idea. Here's the lying Associated Press completely ignoring what Pack said a mere 48 hours ago. Claim, ID will be required to shop at city-owned grocery stores in New York City. The facts, this is false. No one will be asked to show ID to shop at stores owned by the city, according to officials. A customer card, akin to a loyalty savings card at a traditional supermarket, is being discussed as a way to manage supply and stop people from reselling large amounts of discounted items, but the program would be voluntary and would not require ID to access. See what the AP did there to spread disinformation to protect Mamdani? Suddenly a government-issued library card becomes a loyalty savings card at a traditional supermarket. And as we all know, the difference between a government-issued library card and a loyalty savings card is the difference between a newsie and a banana. They are not even close to the same thing. Therefore, the AP is literally putting words in the mouth of Jeannie Pack that she not only never said but never came close to saying. After this blew up, Mamdani went running to fellow communist Joy Reid and said this. "When we're talking about a city-run grocery store, one in each borough, which by the way, you do not need an ID to shop at, no matter what you've just heard in the news of today. We're talking about actually addressing the question of skyrocketing grocery prices." Here's a statement from the mayor's office. Insane that this even needs to be said, but to be absolutely clear, NYC grocery stores will be open to everyone. There will be no system to verify identity, residency or income, and no one will be asked to show ID to shop. This is the dumbest and fakest online news cycle I have seen. This reversal is good news because without ID, these retarded grocery stores are doomed to fail. People both inside and outside the city will be free to loot these stores, make purchase after purchase and resell the items on the street for a quick profit. With this statement, Mamdani is begging for abuse. The system is described as a voluntary free-to-access membership card program to monitor sales activity, and implement the discount program and any associated demand management measures. It makes clear that the card should not be required for physical access to the stores. So, you don't even need to have this loyalty card to shop. But if you can obtain a loyalty card without some form of ID, nothing is stopping you from obtaining dozens, hundreds, and thousands of them. But what does Mamdani care? It's not his money being wasted. It's taxpayer money.